Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mystery, Miracles, and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and you are very welcome to the show. And what is the show about? Magic, magic, and more magic. So this show is dedicated to Amin. For those who are new to this show, I welcome you. And Amin is world-leading mystic and seer of her time. You can check out more on www.spiritualjourneys.com. And you can check it out there, and you can see so many beautiful pieces that are happening cosmically at this precise moment. So if you want to check it out, you are very welcome to do so. And there are online courses, beautiful one she has just recently done. But anyway, never mind. I'm just going to give you an update of what has been going on. So first of all, there's been so many shifts in the cosmos at the moment. And right now, I'm just going to give you a brief update. You can check it out yourself on Spiritual Journeys. Masters of Exploring Truth. So someone asked the question, how can I deal with the energy-draining chatter of others? And Amin's answer was, I've written the following little piece as a reminder for myself in hope, and I hope it helps. I'm in love with life, with the stunning miracle of the river of diverse life forms that flows through space and time. I seek to be guided by its hidden laws and inspired by its timeless beauty. I want to approach the seemingly commonplace revelations of everyday life and the apparently shallow banalities of human thought with the astute awareness of a master. They are but the gossamer veils that shroud the sublime and timeless perfection of life, that which lies waiting to reveal itself to the explorer of truth. And I have to say that I found this post very, very helpful because it can be draining, the chatter of others. And so unless you actually change your perspective, and Amin did speak about this in previous posts, you know, the eternal perspective and the poetic perspective. So here is what Amin is using as an example here, the poetic perspective, to shift your perspective and to see the poetry of existence. I am in love with life, with the stunning miracle of the river of diverse life forms. You know, it's incredible. And really, you know, just in timeless beauty, you know, just seeing the perfection and the artistry as well and the poetry of existence, it is. I was so grateful for that little reminder, to be honest, at that precise moment. So what else has been coming up on Amin's diary? Well, let us have a little look, shall we? So there was another post recently on the 26th of October, and it was called Blessings of Gratitude for All. Okay, that's not really what I wanted to share with you. Sorry, I thought it was something else. But I will read it to you guys because I think it was relevant for what was happening with Halloween just recently passed. Amin created a trick-or-treat basket for the church where the homeless come and get food. And she believes that just as the body must be fed, so too the soul does the soul hunger for grace and elegance. And it's so interesting because I observed it being played out with my son. The soul needs to be fed because, you know, that's my feeling. The soul also needs to be fed, as in, you know, you feed the body, but you need to feed the soul as well. You know, so that's it's a very, you know, I had an experience with my son, and he started asking me these kind of beautiful questions, profound questions. And I was so grateful to answer them for him, because he suddenly, his interest was piqued about maybe spirituality or, you know, DNA or whatever it was that, you know, that resonated within him, that he had seen something and triggered him to, prompted him to actually ask me these beautiful questions. And I was so grateful to Amin that I could actually give him the answers. Because they were quite deep and spiritual, and I was very, very grateful to be able to assist my son in that way, to give him hope in his heart, actually. So again, always deeply grateful. Okay, so have you ever wondered why you might get lower back pain? Why light workers get lower back pain? We have done so much work on you know, removing programs and belief systems around, you know, the back, and there's beautiful Hajika dragon magic that Amin has brought through also to assist with the spine, and also the mantras that you say, I suppose they would be, that you would say every single day, and they actually represent a certain vertebrae in the actual spine, each one, and it's very, very profound. Okay, so someone asked this question recently, so it must have come up, and I'm going to read it to you. Why do so many light workers have lower back problems with pain radiating down the legs? You've always said that the lower back pain means feeling unsupported. Why would light workers feel unsupported? And Almin's answer was because of a prevalent mindset among light workers that they leave stages behind as they graduate from one stage to another. This misperception creates weakness in the oblique or stabilizing muscles as well as the psoas. The upper body is therefore not properly connected and lower and supported to the lower body. Our evolving consciousness is not grounded if we leave other stages behind. They need to evolve and be integrated with our evolving perception. How do we integrate and evolve old stages with new levels of higher awareness? Love is predominantly experienced as an emotion in lower stages of consciousness, as the desire to include. Then it becomes an attitude which has a mental component with an emotional one. It recognizes the innocence and validity of all life and thus becomes more universal. In advanced levels of mastery, it changes to compassionate understanding through the empathic connection of the master with his environment as himself. These changes are a shift of focus, but are still all available to us, since each type of love serves a different purpose. Nothing is left behind. In the totality of our being, we purify and uplift and evolve it with us. Very beautiful. And reassuring, actually. So I'm grateful for that. Thank you very, very much for that, Almin. Okay, you know what? Let's play a bit of music. I hope this plays, actually. So, for some reason, it was the only one I could upload. So, I'm going to play it. It's called Where Sky and Mountains Meet. Thank you. And welcome back to the show. If you have just joined me, I'm your host, Vanessa, and you are very welcome to be here. This show is dedicated to Almeen. She is world-leading mystic and seer of her time. Okay, so what you just listened to was, I think it was Beyond Forever, actually. Well, it's from one of the Sari Desi Sattva Yoga music's pieces from Almeen, actually. Actually, no, it wasn't. It was Where Sky and Mountains Meet. Excuse me. And this is from the Sari Desi Sattva Yoga music from Almeen. And they are beautiful sound elixirs also, which help to cancel out distorted frequencies in your field. And they're a mix of black and white light frequency, which is really beautiful. And there's also some people talking that the beautiful, well, Almeen did mention, actually, it's not some people, Almeen did mention that the Sari Desi Sattva Yoga apparently is linked with the time travel. And I would really love to know more about that, actually. And I think that would be great to have more information on that, and hopefully I will find out in December. Who knows? Anyhow, you could always check out Messages from the Future. Actually, it's an online course that Almeen has put up there. It's actually a recording of a 3-day retreat that took place in Russia. And apparently, you know, the information in that is kind of profound. So if you want to do that, you can check out the store on Spiritual Journeys. So let's move on to see what other updates have been taking place, you know, this week. And I'm actually so grateful for this little piece that Almeen actually put up, or whoever asked the question. I am grateful to them. So the runes as our teachers. Almeen brought through these holy and sacred runes. They're the runes of the Infinite Mother. And I remember, you know, all the occurrences that she shared with us as she realized that these sacred runes had to come through. And the beautiful thing about these runes is that they, it's like yourself speaking to yourself. And so you are actually getting answers from yourself. So here we go. Someone asked this question, and I thought it was quite a pertinent question, because if it's coming up, it's coming up not just for that person, but for all, on behalf of the many. So it's important not to go into judgment. Yes, you can have discernment, but not to judge, because if it's within one person, it could possibly be in another person, you know, and this could be for, you know, people who've been initiated as Grand Master of the runes. So it's like anything, you have to use the tools. So, and I'm telling myself this as well, if you get a misleading, incorrect reply from a yes or no rune spread, what does that indicate? In my studies of the runes and in attempting to understand working with them, I have asked questions that I knew the answer to, just to test the validity of the answers I was receiving. Even in the case of these questions, I would sometimes get what seems to be an incorrect answer. Almeen's answer to this is, the runes are like living beings and you have to build a relationship with them. Feel their qualities inside you until you are familiar with them. The confusing energy of trying to prove them wrong is going to impede their ability to speak to you, far more than yes or no answers. The first thing they have to teach you is nothing is as it seems. So that is so fascinating and quite interesting, because, you know, things are never as they seem, ever, and we can never presume to know anything. So it's really surrendering and trusting in the moment. But, you know, even if you feel inside you get an answer and it says, oh, you know, yes, do this, and inside you're feeling, this doesn't resonate, you know, things are never as they seem. So, you know, it's, I really feel it's important, yes. And it's funny, because I've been receiving transmissions in the ancient sacred languages, excuse me, that I speak, and runes, they kept coming up, the runes. And so I feel it's been coming up cosmically. And so I'm very grateful to whomever asked that question, because it takes courage to ask a question. And, you know, you may not like the answer, but at least you may have clarity. in something that you could not see. So this week is the week of the trickster. The rune, Almin's rune for the week, October the 31st to the 6th. Another 2 days to go, people. the trickster. So goals can be achieved through play, and this is from the rune spread, and goals can be achieved through play. Keep your sense of humor. Fluidity is essential. It is a time your mastery is being tested. As fear and feelings of overwhelming emotions surface, remember the principles of mastery you have been learning for years. This is a time of an inner battle. Such a battle cannot enlist allies among others. You have to make a stand by yourself. You have to believe in yourself and your ability to transcend the limitations of man. It may seem that what is required of you to push life to the next level is an impossible task, but all you have to do is to live one clear moment at a time. And I call the angel now, Ki Hur, and I ask that this holy and sacred rune be activated within my being to help me live this holy and sacred rune, that, you know, goals can be achieved through play and keeping my sense of humor and fluidity is essential. So I am deeply grateful for that, because I feel I was being very deeply tested since last Saturday, and an inner battle did arise. It happened. And also in my dream time last night, I was being tricked into something in my dream time, and I had to use a lot of mastery in my dream time and to become extremely silent in my dream time and just allow it to play out. But I definitely, you know, it's so pertinent when Almin picks anything, because it affects all of existence. Okay, so I picked a rune card for this show when the music was on, and I got chosen attitudes. Choosing to live in a reality shaped by attitudes and choices derived from the highest truth, where the view is the breathtaking vistas of eternity. I call the angel's name, Ubek Parnit, and I ask that you activate this holy and sacred rune within my being for chosen attitudes. So that is a very pertinent one, and that's come up twice for me today, believe it or not. So, yes, I know what I'm choosing. So, okay, we're getting there, everybody. Thank you for, you know, staying with me. If you're listening, I'm very grateful that you're here with me. And so, okay, how to activate the four hidden principles of high magic. So, the question was, they've had very irregular heartbeats lately. Why? And Almin's answer was, in resurrection, four hidden principles of high magic should be activated. There are four qualities of the heart correlating to the heart's four chambers that, when released, should facilitate heartbeat coordination. They are patient receptivity through faith of the reliable and perfectly timed awakening and delivery of inner abilities. Number two, integrating life and death in equal measures by celebrating the bodily organs' function of life and welcoming reality's dreamlike quality of death. 3. Living from the deep solitude of inner space. And 4. Releasing the man-made need for heroism, drama, beginnings and endings, so that the illusion of opposites as a stage of life can dissolve. So we really need to integrate these and live them within our hearts. And that should cancel that out, hopefully. Embodying high magic. Is there anything we can do to help strengthen your heart? They said, I've heard you're overcoming heart failure. This is from Almin. You know, someone said Almin is of overcoming heart failure. Almin says, the eighth principle of high magic, embodying the four hidden attributes of high magic. I did just read these, but I'll read them again. Okay. And there's a beautiful sigil for this. Patient receptivity through faith of the reliable and perfectly timed awakening and delivery of inner abilities. 2. Integrating life and death in equal measures by celebrating the bodily organs' function of life and welcoming reality's dreamlike quality of death. 3, living from the deep solitude of inner space. 4, releasing the man-made need for heroism, drama, beginnings and endings, so that the illusion of opposites as the stage of life can dissolve. And there's a beautiful sigil for the principle of high magic. And sigils of the immaculate white light principles of high magic. And Almin has given them up to, it's amazing for the full page. So Almin says you can work specifically with 8 and use the others like power objects as you set the attention. They turn matter into incorruptible light. Very, very beautiful, and what a lovely gift. So the most recent mantra for today from the time map, and it's the cosmic time map, it says, in the small details of life, I unveil the secrets of the macrocosm. So there's been a lot of shifts happening, and beautiful and profound questions coming up on Lightworkers. Some things I really wanted to know the answers to. I think it's well worth considering doing, because you can see it played out in your own reality, as always. So there was beautiful, do the original ones die physically? Almin answered that, and it's great. We're going to still be here, apparently. So I'm delighted. I'm very grateful, and I love being on Earth. So, because Almin, has an online course, Messages from the Future. If you're interested in that, I would recommend it, because there's stuff about time traveling in it. And Almin did go into the future, so it's pretty cool if you learn to master time traveling and be aware of it, because sometimes I feel it can happen and you're not actually aware of it, that you go back or you go some way or you go forward. And it can play out in your reality in different ways, and being sensitive enough to see that and allowing your environment to speak to you. So it's really being aware of that. And so there's obviously a lot of threads to that one. When you sign up then if you signed up by the 22nd of October for this beautiful private blog, actually, from Almin, Silent Retreat Closing Transmission from May the 2016 is on this, and there's a lot of information on it, the alchemy of light and how things are shifting in the cosmos into the third resurrection, and how it's affected the masculine and feminine and masculine. Also messages on angels and angel gods are here to stay. Why does there seem to be more confusion? Angel gods of high magic and wisps of smoke. And a being called Grimm that I was not aware of, that Almin mentioned. And she also mentions her book, Secrets into the Hidden Realm. Now, I had this book, and I was at a beautiful retreat with Almin in Holland a couple of years ago. And I left it, I was staying in this hotel, and I left it there, and I woke up, and it was gone, and it just disappeared. I've never seen it again. Almin mentioned that if the beings are friendly, they'll give it back, or, life-enhancing or whatever, they'll give it back. If they're not, they keep it. And that's what happened. It disappeared on me. So I really, really miss this book, and I absolutely love it. So I actually just ordered it as an e-book online, and I'm so, so grateful to get it back, because it brings my heart so much joy, and I highly recommend Secrets of the Hidden Realm, where Almin goes into depth, into detail of the inner earth and many other beings in the giants and much more. I highly recommend it. It spoke to my heart immensely. It resonated and still does with my being. Okay, another question. A peaceful transition at birth. In what way can we give a baby a graceful and peaceful transition at birth? And then the next one was dissolving inner remnants of humanness. So there's so much shifts happening. And if you want to know the answers to these questions, I highly recommend that you consider checking out Messages for Lightworkers lightworker.com. You can go to Spiritual Journeys and check it out too. But on that note, my beautiful darlings and those who are listening, I would like to bid you a good evening. And thank you so much for listening to the show. And I will connect with you again very soon. And just keep your eyes open for this beautiful show. And I love that you do listen. And thank you so much. Until next time. Bye-bye.